respects human rights and respects freedom.
We must not tolerate this. Can we stop it?
Freedom House cannot be silent today.
And those who are suffering.
Justice and freedom. We can send that message. We will continue to fight with you.
The Chinese government to end its campaign against the Falun Gong.
Torture and murder of the peaceful Falun Gong practitioners in China.
To do everything that we possibly can.
At least 200 people have been killed in prison.
To end this persecution of Falun Gong.
And we will stand with you, shoulder to shoulder.
Thank you very much. And I think it's appropriate that someone from Freedom House had the opportunity to at least make that brief introduction. From the building behind us, which really is a citadel of freedom in the entire world, it is just so appropriate that we gather here today. As much as the United States can't make policy for other countries in the world, we can influence their policies. And if we have any role in terms of our foreign policy, it is exactly that. And the Congress has the ability. There have been times in history and times recently where we have been able to affect the outcome and the role that governments have done. And we must do it, even if we do it alone, but we can do it with our allies around the world. And we have changed countries' attitudes, and we will be able to change China's attitudes. Thank you again.